Sure, Tess.
And after this year go over? Okay. I might chazer a little bit now. First of all, we were mechav yesterday with Eliashiv. I'm sure you heard about that already?
Yeah.
Mamish, word for word. But I'm going to add one kinetch over here, and then we're going to add a big thing in Rashi. Okay? The Gemara over here is asking, we just picked up from B'shiftach B'geisach, B'lachtach B'derech, the makar of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, there's a different makar from the pasuk of Rahayu Anoshim, Temeim L'nefesh Adam. And the Gemara is mavur from the fact that there were people that had a mitzvah to be matama to their kroivim, and that mitzvah be'etzem would stop them from being kind the mitzvah of Korban Pesach at the right time. So without the din of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, they wouldn't be permitted to be matama themselves. And we see in the pasuk that they are permitted to be matama themselves. They did the right thing, and that's why they bring a Pesach sheni. It must be oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. That's what allowed them to be matama to their kroivim. So the Gemara asks, what are you saying? You learned it up from B'shiftach B'Veisecha. You have the pasuk of Korban Pesach, and the Gemara eventually says you need them both. The Gemara makes it tzrichasa. If we would say only by Korban Pesach, I would say over there that Oisik, if we, the Gemara says, let's read the Gemara inside, might as well see it inside already. The Gemara says, Tzricha, the Yashmin and Hassan, Mishin de Lemotas man chiyub at the Pesach. Maybe the only time you say Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah is like by Pesach, whereas before the Higiyah at the Zman. Maybe over there you don't say Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, k'mashmalan that you do. V'yashmin and Hacha, you would say by Korban Pesach, I'm sorry, Hacha by Kriyashma, you should do like a chorus. Over there Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, aval Hacha, Hassan, by Korban Pesach, like a chorus. Maybe I wouldn't say Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, k'mashmalan, then in either case, whether it's, even if it's loy matazim that we say, even if it's matazim that we say asim mitzvah, asim mitzvah, even if it's karas, we say asim mitzvah, it's part of a mitzvah. The Tosfos discusses what happens when you have both together. Let's say you would have a case of a mitzvah that's karas and is matazim. The Tosfos says, l'fize, you shouldn't say asim mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. But if it has both chumras, that it is also karas and matazim, then you wouldn't say. The only time that we say asim mitzvah, part of a mitzvah is only by karas, is only when it's loy matazim. But if it was matazimna of the mitzvah sheish play chorus, then Tosfos Taka says, pashtus that should come out, that you wouldn't say asik mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. Tosfos is going to ask from Gemara and Zvokim, that it seems that you do say asik mitzvah, we'll get that to the mitzvah Hashem later. That's the sugya of Gemara.
Why is loy matazimna any different? Don't we see in the case of Pesach the regular asik mitzvah?
No, because over there the mitzvah of Pesach didn't come yet. So maybe then, then the mitzvah Pesach will bother you.
Now that it comes, but what's the insight that since he's going to be in love doing the mitzvah kala, so then when the Pesach would come, he's putter. It's not a dichu, it's not like Aynas, he's putter.
Right.
So that's a regular Isaac with mitzvah. Okay, we see from there the regular Isaac.
Okay, we'll get back to that soon. Okay, well let's get back into the sugya. So, we'll talk about the tzrichas more. I just wanted to say the Gemara. We'll get back to your point also. Now, Lamaisa is like this. We spoke out already when we learned the Sugya Namad Aleph, that the Ritva says that for the Etzem Din of Ptur, of Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min ha'mitzvah, I don't need a Pasuk. That's a Svara. Why should I be Meniach, the mitzvah that I'm Oisik, for the mitzvah Acheres? That's a Svara Pshuta, that Oisik B'mitzvah is Patur Min ha'mitzvah. What do I need the Pasuk for? To tell me that it's a Rishas. I would have thought that the second mitzvah is still a Tzivoy, still a mitzvah, you potter from being makayim that tzivoy, but it's still a tzivoy. Kamashma, it's a rishos. What's an afkimin if it's a rishos or not? Says the Ritva. That if it would still be a tzivoy, it wouldn't be a rishos, you would be permitted from switch from A to B. Mashenki, now that we say it's a rishos, you're not allowed to switch from A to B. You're not allowed to give up a chayva that you're middle being oisig with in order to do a mitzvah that's a rishos. That's what the Ritva says. So, l'chayra, if the Gemara is claiming that we should see the din of oisim mitzvah patim and a mitzvah from Korban Pesach. That means from Korban Pesach also it's muchach that it's a rishos. Korban Pesach we don't only see oisim mitzvah patim and a mitzvah, we see it's a rishos. Because if you wouldn't see it's a rishos by Korban Pesach, then we're not no kasha. I need this pasuk to tell you that it's a rishos. That pasuk is not talking about rishos. That should be part of the tzrichos maybe. The Gemara doesn't say that. That means somehow, from Korban Pesach, we also see that oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is not only potter. We see from oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, but Korban Pesach, oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah makes the second mitzvah into a rishos. The question is, how do you see that? How do you see over here that it becomes ad kedei kach a rishos? Maybe the reason why I'm allowed to be oisik in the meis mitzvah and not worry about the Korban Pesach is that because I'm potter from Korban Pesach. Where do I see anything that it goes ad kedei kach that it becomes a rishos? Where do you see that? What's pshat in the Ritva? So I think to understand pshat in the Ritva, how you see that from the Gemara, you first have to understand the Gemara itself, which we discussed yesterday. The Gemara is mavur that the reason why it's mutter to be matamba to the meis mitzvah is because of oisik b'mitzvah potam min mitzvah. And we asked a very, very basic question yesterday. Oisik b'mitzvah potam min mitzvah is when I'm already being oisik in one mitzvah, and then another mitzvah comes up, I'm potter from doing the second mitzvah. But over here, I'm holding before I started being oisik in any mitzvah. I have the meis mitzvah in front of me, and I have also the Korban Pesach, not actually in front of me, but the Korban Pesach there, that doesn't want me to be matama, wants me to be ready for Korban Pesach, and I have to decide right now which one to do. Should I do the mitzvah of meis mitzvah, or should I do what's necessary in order to be mekayim mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Where do you have a p'tor of oisik mitzvah to min mitzvah? Over there you have two mitzvahs lefanecha. Which one should I choose? L'chari should choose the more chamrutik one. So how does oisik mitzvah to min mitzvah permit you to lechatchila do the meis mitzvah and lose the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? That was the pella. What does that have to do with oisik mitzvah to min mitzvah? Right? So we explained yesterday with one more hanacha. It's mavur in the Gemara over here that be'etzen, without oisik mitzvah to min mitzvah, it would be usher to be matama now, if that will ruin your Korban Pesach later on. That itself is a massive chiddush. There's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach right now. Why should it be usher to be matama now? I don't have a to be matama on Erev Pesach after Chatzos when there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. I understand it's usher. You are being mevatel your mitzvah. But over here I have no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah right now. It's 7 days before Pesach. So who's stopping me from being matama? And we spoke out yesterday that we see from over here that be'etzem, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, could demand, even before the mitzvah came about, even before Erev Pesach came, don't do things beforehand that will be makalkal the mitzvah, that would stop you from doing the mitzvah. That's a chilek of the choybas Korban Pesach. Bring a korban on your dalet, and that's mechayiv. Don't do anything before your dalet that would kill it, that would make it that you can't. So be'etzem, that would stop you from being matama.
The iser is to be matama, it's allowed?
No, it's not a lav. It's being mavato the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh is machayiv you to shech the korban, and it's machayiv you also, part of that chiyuv is not to do things that will prevent that shechting.
And you're over on that when you become tameh and not when you miss.
No, so let's say a person would become tameh and he would die before Erev Pesach. Would then, in Shemayim, he get an oinish for going against mitzvah's korban Pesach? No, avadana. That's for sure.
So then he doesn't have an issur to be mitzvah. It's not from the mitzvah. He's not in a situation where he could do the mitzvah at the time of the mitzvah.
No,
and he got himself into it.
That's
not
that way.
So he got himself into it.
No,
so he doesn't have
a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah of meis mitzvah. What's stopping me from doing a mitzvah? I have a mitzvah of meis mitzvah now. That's a pshia. Not pshia.
But I'm in the regular case without meis mitzvah.
I understand that, but I'm saying this Gemara is mavur that the mitzvah's Korban Pesach coming up without the p'tur of oisik mitzvah would prevent me from doing my meis mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is saying. The only reason why I could do meis mitzvah is because of oisik mitzvah. How can it prevent me doing meis mitzvah? You're right. You're a bum if you're matama b'pshia in a way that you'll ruin your Korban Pesach. But I'm not a bum. I'm doing a mitzvah of meis mitzvah. And then you see, no. That the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it's a moiritik achidish. We stressed that very strong yesterday. I'm sorry for chazering, but that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is mechayiv not to do things prior to Pesach that will be sabotage and ruin the mitzvah when it's coming. So be'etzem, right now, 7 days before Pesach, he has a meis mitzvah. And he has two options. Either I'm mekayim the mitzvah saseh of meis mitzvah, and that will cause me to go against the mitzvah saseh of Korban Pesach, or be mekayim, not really mekayim, or do what the mitzvah saseh of Korban Pesach requires me to do, and not be matam and miss the mitzvah of meis mitzvah. Which one should you do misvara? Says Rashi, that's Nirmaz and Rashi, it's better to do the chamura. Keep Korban Pesach, and don't do the tumas meis. That would have been the svara. So how does the pasuk say they were allowed to be matam and meis? The teretz is, oisik b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah. We asked, what is oisik b'mitzvah patam? You have two choices. Should I do the meis mitzvah, or should I do what the Korban Pesach is mechayev? What's oisik b'mitzvah? The teretz is, what is the reason why it's always usher to be matama if it's going to ruin your Korban Pesach later? Because at the time that Korban Pesach comes, there will be a mitzvah and you won't be able to be mekayim it. You're causing an oimis, a kilkel, in the kiyum of the mitzvah. That's what the tumah is creating right now. But if you're matama yourself now, and you'll still be nimtza in oisei tumah by the time Pesach comes, and you'll still be oisik in that mitzvah of tumah by the time Pesach comes. So when the mitzvah of Pesach comes, it's not going to be an oinus preventing you from being mekayim the mitzvah. It will be potter from being mekayim the mitzvah. It's oisik mitzvah tumah in a mitzvah. Then Pesach has no tainus. Pesach is mekayim. Don't do something that will stop you from being mekayim the chi of Korban Pesach that will exist then. But if I'm doing something now that will take away the chi of Korban Pesach, then Korban Pesach can't stop me.
How do you have Pesach Sheni?
That's how you have Pesach Sheni.
How? You're potter. You have no chiyuv to begin with.
Someone who has no chiyuv,
and you have an oinus.
No.
The chiyuv of Korban Pesach Sheni is for somebody
who was potter.
Chayiv never came on you.
You don't have to have a chiyuv for Pesach Sheni. Even if you were potter, then that was good for the time. The woman he got up, we were potter, so it's not a problem. But anyway, so the chiyuv of so that's the pshat that we said yesterday, right? That was chazara from yesterday. So I want to be myself one very simple point. Vaistois b'das the ritva. We spoke out that. In the Ritva, that oisim mitzvah misvara is pater min mitzvah misvara, and the Gzeres HaKosov says that it's a rishos. What is this madrega where it will be pater but not a rishos? What does that mean? So explain like this: there is a tzivoy, but I'm not mechuyev to fulfill the tzivoy. Rishos means that there's no tzivoy at all. That's the two levels. It could be a tzivoy, but I'm not chalami the chiyuv to fulfill the tzivoy, or there's no tzivoy whatsoever. Maybe the Ritva held, if all you'll be left with was a ptur, without making it a rishos, you'll just have that it's a tzivoy that doesn't need to be fulfilled. Korban Pesach is going to be against that too. If the tzivoy of Korban Pesach will exist by the time your dalet comes, even if you'll be putter now from being mekayim the tzivoy, that's also a kilkel in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach will not allow you to do something that will be an oinus in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach when the time comes. And the Korban Pesach will also be mechayiv you not to do something that will patter you from fulfilling the tzivui. The tzivui will go unfulfilled. The Korban Pesach is against that too. It will stop a ptur. The only thing that the Korban Pesach can't be mechayiv you, not to stop you from making it into rishos. If it won't be a rishos, if it will be a tzivui, that means the tzivoy is not taken care of. You have a good reason because you're potter. But there is a tzivoy, unattended to, unfulfilled. That the Korban Pesach is against. But if, by you doing your tumah, you're going to make it that the Korban Pesach is the tzivoy is erased. Not just that you're not machayev to keep the tzivoy is erased, then it's not a problem. So memele, it's muchach in this svara that it's a rishos. Now, if not for the ritva, of course there is a machim to say not that way. A Korban Pesach doesn't allow you to put yourself in an oinus, but it allows you to put in a situation where you won't be mechayiv to be mekayim b'tziva. I hear such a svara, but I hear a svara not, and I hear that's part of the Ritva. The Ritva held, if the tzivui will exist, Korban Pesach says, make sure it's filled. Don't start creating ptors. But if al yidei, the tumah that you're doing, you're going to make it that it turns into rishos, that's an erase of the whole tzivui, there's no mitzvah now for you. If there's no mitzvah b'chlal, then it's okay. And that's how you see from over here, oisi b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah turns it into rishos.
Is he going to be chayav to do the mitzvah kala that's now? Is he chayav to do that, or once
he... Abad is chayav. Yeah, for sure he's chayav. Because the only thing that will prevent him is Korban Pesach says, I don't let you do that. But Korban Pesach can't say, I don't let you do it. Because this will go for your race, Korban Pesach. The only thing that should stop your
if
mitzvah.
If he goes into it, it's going to raise Korban Pesach. But yeah. Moses said he should go into it. If
why
he
not?
Comes to us before, we're going to tell him you need a half, you have
yes,
to do the Kala and raise the Korban Pesach.
Because Korban Pesach knows what's happening over here. And Korban Pesach knows that if this person will do the mitzvah, he's gone. So Mamele, he can't demand not doing the mitzvah. I think I can say that, yes. Even though it only happens after he does the mitzvah of Tumas Meis. But the Korban Pesach can't be Mechayim. So Mamele, Lefid Ritva, it's possible to say that this is Taka Rishos. This is Rishos.
Can you go the other way, that this is the ultimate being about the mitzvah, if you're like taking away the mitzvah?
That what? That's even worse.
Yeah.
I think the
other way is like...
First of all, I'll say two things. If you could say that way, right? But we could say very easily in the Gemara, we see not that way, and we see in the Ritva not that way. And also Misfar, I'm not sure if that's right. To create a situation, let's say have an example. I don't have an example, but I have an example like in the idea. Over here we're talking about that the reason why he's being Matama is for a mitzvah, right? He's getting a mitzvah say. Let's say there was something that a person could do, I don't know if there's such a case, he could do something that's not a mitzvah, that will turn a different mitzvah into a rishos. Is he allowed to do such a thing? Do you have such a... I don't know if I have an example. Normally, over here, it turns it into rishos because it's a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah. What about if you had a different thing? I could do something that's not a mitzvah, but it will not only make me an oinus on another mitzvah, it will make it into rishos. Would you be allowed to do that if you have such a case? I can't think of a case this present minute, but let's say you have such a case. Would that... Will you... Maybe, yeah. I don't know. You're not allowed to make something into rishos. Right now, it's a chiv. I have to be mekayim b'chiv. But I'm not allowed to turn it into Rishos. I'm not sure if that's a Svar Mukhla. So even if it is a possibility, we could say the Ritva says not that way. It's not a Svar Mukhachas, that's for sure. And I'm not even sure if it's a Svar. I'm not sure if that should be a problem. So here also, you're allowed to do this mitzvah in order to turn the Korban Pesach into Rishos. That's how you see that Oisim Mitzvah is Potem and Mitzvah, Akadekach, to make it into a Rishos. Okay. Another Kasha that I think the Oilam asked yesterday, a very valid Kasha that we could ask. The Ritva learns that the reason why you need Xeris HaKosov of Oisim HaMitzvah is to make it into Rishos. But that's a Tosfos, we spoke about Barichos last week, that we learned not that way, not like the Ritva, and we discussed Lefi Tosfos, what do you need the Pasuk for? So we're suggesting Lefi Tosfos, you need the Pasuk to tell you that even if the first mitzvah is not going to become batal, in other words, you could afford to stop the first mitzvah and go to the second mitzvah, like either by a Shavas Aveda, you could stop you taking care of the talis, give the pruta to the ani and then go back to the talis. We said even by Krishma, you could stop the tirda for 5 minutes and go back to the tirda. It won't affect any of the mitzvah. Still, I think mitzvah is fatam in a mitzvah. Because I would have thought, no, if you could stop and do both. Still, we say that I think mitzvah is fatam in a mitzvah. So, Lefi Tosfos, where do you see that in our sugya? Lefi Tosfos, where do you see in Korban Pesach this idea that even a mitzvah that you could go back to later, also there's a din of Oisim HaMitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah. So one possibility, which is not very mistaver, that let's say you wouldn't say Oisim HaMitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah over here. So you wouldn't be allowed to be Matama to the Korav. So what would you do with the mace? What would you do with the mace?
Put it in the freezer.
You put it in the freezer. So if you put it in the freezer, I'll leave it there. I don't know if they have freezers, but if you would leave it there or something like that, then it's no kasha b'chal, because then it's the exact same thing. Over here also, you're not going to, the mitzvah is to be matama to the mace. So you'll be matama later. I'll wait a week, do my Korban Pesach, and then be matama to the mace, and it's finished. So it's also efshet to go back to it. It's a big delay in the mace, but l'maisa, I'll go back to it. But I'm not sure if that's true. I don't remember right now, there's an isra of halonas ha-mace. Halonas ha-mace is Dairaisa, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Dairaisa. So to be Malin is a mace in such a situation if you'd be allowed to. Elamai, Avada, there's no time that you would leave the mace over. You just wouldn't be Isaac in the mace, mitzvah, and you'll have someone else be Isaac. You'll miss your mitzvah. You have a special mitzvah to be Matana and be Isaac. And so that's the question we were trying to figure out yesterday, who else would do it? Because these are the only ones that were dummy, it seems. So I'm not sure what to say. I don't know what to say. Right. I don't know if people are going around over there.
They have a Shabbos
going in the Midbar. I don't know.
Can't do it?
What?
A lady or a woman can't do it?
Maybe. Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Or a kid. I could say somebody who's not
is also what?
Over a katan but under bar mitzvah?
Maybe. Okay, maybe. Anisha. That could be an idea. But anyway,
I think Pashas is a curve that he has to do the kvura with, no?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So
you can't really. I'm saying if they had an isha that could do it like her, he would do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. If they wouldn't, no, it's not actually. The kliyav is to be matana. That's what you see in the sugya. It's a very interesting thing, by the way. There's a mitzvah to be matana to mason. Not only for a kohen is it a mitzvah to be matana to kroivim. It's also a mitzvah to be matana to for Yisrael to be matana to the kroivim. It's a mitzvah of tuma. That's what it sounds like over here. But anyway, so again, if you would wait for the mace, so then it's the same thing as Aveda. I'll do the mitzvah karm pesel, then I'll go back. I won't lose anything. You still see mitzvah karm pesel. But if you say no, that you wouldn't wait, so you're going to lose the first mitzvah lagana. So then we have a very strong kasha. Where do you see over here anywhere the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah that even if you won't lose the first mitzvah, still you're part from the second mitzvah? This is the case where l'charu you lose the first mitzvah. They'll bury the mace. And you'll never have a chance to be misasik bikfurosai. And the Mela, you lost the first mitzvah. So over here, I suppose it's about the mitzvah. Where do you see in the case of Aveda that is mitzvah to a mitzvah? That's the Chayra, a very, very strong kasha. So I want to suggest the teretz, and it's a tif of art. And I want to suggest a teretz, maybe the pshat like this. First of all, in our mahalach that we're saying, which we saw now as Rav Yashiv's mahalach, to explain the Gemara of Isibu mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, by the case of Korban Pesach, I think there's a shtigl chiddush over here, which you touched on yesterday. There's a shtigl chiddush over here. When does the oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, take place? At the time that he's matana to the mace, is that when we have the oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah? No. Because the oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, is when the Pesach comes on Yudalid, then you'll have the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach right now. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach right now is machayiv, you're not to be matama, but there is no key of mitzvah of Korban Pesach right now. So the p'tur on Korban Pesach, l'chor is going to come later, right? The p'tur of Korban Pesach will be later. Right now, he'll be matama to his mace. Therefore, later on, when Pesach comes, so then the tumah that I have will pater me, or make the pater me from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the oisik b'mitzvah is really happening later. It's my tumah now that will extend to later, and when Pesach comes, I'll have the oisik b'mitzvah, the mitzvah. Therefore, the Pesach can't stop me from doing it now. That's the way it goes.
The tumah is the oisik b'mitzvah.
Yes, right, exactly. Which is a point of chiddush. The mitzvah is to be matama then. There's no mitzvah to stay in the tumah, right? But vice versa, that tumah automatically stays from the original askus in the mitzvah. So the lingering tumah from back then is still oisik b'mitzvah, in order to pati from Korban Pesach. And that, by the way, is not simple. But if this pshat is correct in the Gemara, that's what we see over here. You did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to be within the tumah. The mitzvah is to be matama. He was matama already. But the lingering tumah that lasts for 7 days, that still called the oisik b'mitzvah to pati from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach when the time comes.
Because no matter what you want to do, you have to become tameh after you do the mace mitzvah. So it's like a chiyah part of the...
Right. I hear it. It's a chiddush, but I definitely hear it. Like... Yeah, very good. Very good. That's part of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, the lingering tumah, is also a chelek of the mitzvah that will pati from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Okay, so once you say it like that, let's try this. What's the chiddush of oisik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah three taisus? The chiddush is that even though I don't lose the first mitzvah, still you're potter. In other words, even though it's not necessary for me to be oisik in the mitzvah rishayna, I'm still potter in the mitzvah shenia. I can really be oisik in the mitzvah rishayna 10 minutes later. But so the chiddush is oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, even if the first mitzvah doesn't need what I'm doing right now. Still, it's potter min ha-mitzvah. That's the chiddush l'fi Tosfos.
Why is the first mitzvah not necessary here? You need to bear the mitzvah.
So one second. I'm talking about my Aveda. What's the chiddush on a man aleph of Aveda? What's the chiddush l'fi Tosfos of oisik mitzvah? The chiddush is not only is oisik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah when the first mitzvah needs you to be oisik in the mitzvah, then for sure it's potter min ha-mitzvah. Even if the first mitzvah doesn't need you to be oisik right now, take a break. Still, oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. If that's the nusach, listen to the nusach again. Oisik b'mitzvah, the chiddush is, even if you don't need what you're doing now for the mitzvah, still it's potter. That's the same thing by tumah. Do you need the tumah right now on your Dalet B'Nisan in order for your get your mitzvah? You don't need that. You're stuck in that, but you don't really need that. All I needed to do is matana then. The tumah right now is not something that's necessary. I'm just stuck in it. So you see, even something that's not necessary for the mitzvah still has a din of Isik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. I might have said, because it's not necessary, this tumah, so that's not called Isik B'Mitzvah, that's an Inus. And now you put it off Inus, then you get into trouble. But no, we see even a chelek of the mitzvah, a hisaskus in the mitzvah, that's not needed for the mitzvah, also says Isik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. That's the same thing as Aveda. That's what I'm trying to say. By tumah, the tumah that you have now on your dalet, do you need, that's chiddush, it's called this askus b'mitzvah. Even though it's later and it's just lingering, that's called this askus. Do you need that his askus of tumah, of mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah, base mitzvah? No, you don't need it. You're stuck with it. You could have, the tumah that you did then was the mitzvah. The fact that you must ask like then in the mace is your mitzvah. Now you're stuck with this. This is not a his askus that's needed for the mitzvah. And still we see by Korban Pesach that it patters. So we see that even a oisik b'mitzvah that's not needed for the first mitzvah, but it's oisik in the first mitzvah, is also potter min HaMitzvah. So you can see toisvus from over here also. That's what I'm suggesting.
It is needed, it's just not needed then.
Yeah, but it's not needed. That's why it's marked in the first thing. When is the oisik b'mitzvah, potter min HaMitzvah happening over here? At the time of the tumah or at the time of Pesach?
No, I'm talking about the Aveda.
To
do the mitzvah, you need to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but
so
I
you don't
to
have
do
to do
now.
It now.
Yeah.
But
so this current is asked.
You don't need tumah at all, but you need to do a mitzvah to do a mitzvah.
Say this to kol shekein. If you see by tumah, even when you don't need it at all, you still say oisik b'mitzvah kol mitzvah. Kol shekein by that. But it's the same idea.
Didn't we just say that the tumah is the etz mitzvah? So this is the first moment of me becoming tumah is when I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe it's 7 days of full tumah.
Okay, that went through my mind. You hear what he's suggesting? We see in the sugya a very bechidish. It's a mitzvah to be matama, right? Is the mitzvah to be matama mean that it's a mitzvah to be tamei 7 days, or the mitzvah to be matama is a mitzvah to be tamei? It happens to be tumah is for 7 days. So you're saying maybe the mitzvah is to be tamei 7 days, and my only answer is maybe not. The mitzvah is not to be tamei for 7 days. The mitzvah is to be matama. You're stuck for 7 days. I hear if you're right, then I cannot say what I'm saying, but I don't know that you're right. And I don't have a raya, obviously, right now for such a thing. I could hear a very big sad that that's not the gedder. The gedder is be misasik in the mace. That's lashon of Rashi. Be misasik with the mace. I was misasik. Later on, if he's buried and I happen to be tummy, that's considered be misasik in the mace. No, that's the lingering tumah. It's a big enough chiddush to call that a oisik b'mitzvah because it's lingering from that mitzvah. That's called also oisik b'mitzvah. That itself is a chiddush to me, but. To say that his askus of the mitzvah is needed for the mitzvah, maybe not. So once I see that even his askus of the mitzvah that's not needed for the mitzvah, patas min mitzvah, so who I did by Aveda will be the same thing.
It's not apparent that if the tummy maze, if you're still tummy maze, could be considered Isaac the mitzvah by the end of 7 days.
That
is a raya that is
the mitzvah.
That is the mitzvah.
I'm not sure.
How can you call it Isaac?
I hear. You're saying
it's
if
like
you
what
want
we're
to call
one
Isaac, you have to say that's part of the mitzvah.
It's like what we're doing.
I was saying that if it's lingering from the mitzvah, it's something that's necessary that had to be done for the mitzvah. That's also right.
It's
just
like the
opposite of
hachana.
Like
the
raah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what
I was saying.
It's
right.
Like the raah by tir though that it's or the ritual. So
what
of hachana?
It could be
nisuin came and then after the nisuin you have.
It could
the
be like
the
suin doesn't demand you to have that machshava. Over here, when you for example, if it's tefillin, when you want to do tefillin, you have there's a chibur on the sefer because it demands that the sefer they write it.
Or we
that's the way I was going. I was going like him.
Or we could say like it's like the almana that interim stage is between the suin and the bia is as inherently part of the mitzvah.
I hear what everyone's saying over here. I hear, but I'm trying to give an answer. So we're trying to find the way that works. You're right, it could be that these svaras aren't svaras muchachis, but that's what I'm saying, but looking for a way that works. The way that is going to work now is as follows. The mitzvah of mes mitzvah is to do the tumah. The lingering tumah is not the mitzvah, but because it's something that comes machmas the mitzvah, is because of the mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah, gets also a din of oisik b'mitzvah, the patah from the Korban Pesach. But it's not needed. If it's not needed, I see even a dover that's not needed also has a dover. I see the mitzvah, but the mitzvah. Yes, there are studim to say not like all this, but we're trying to look for mahalach in places.
Still,
now,
how do we see that you could, that you're oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah, even if it's just to delay the mitzvah? Again, Tosfos mahalach.
No, the nusach is as follows. You see, what's pshat that if it's delaying the mitzvah, oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, it's not because of delay. Even a mitzvah that's not necessary, even a doing of the mitzvah, it's asksus in the mitzvah, that's not needed, that's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah, also says it. That's the pshat of delay. It's not ma'akiv. I'll do it later. It's not ma'akiv. This is also not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. And we see it could be, that's the nekuda of the delay. It's not ma'akiv, also patas from a mitzvah. This is also not ma'akiv, so it also patas from a mitzvah. And that could be the pshat lefi taisis. Now, there was a third question that came up also yesterday, that there was a third mahalach, the arzarua. The arzarua, the Ram didn't say it beferish, but the arzarua also was bothered. What do you need exeris hakasa for? Of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. And the arzarua says to teach you that even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim, totally, bevasachas, you can do both bevasachas, still, oisik mitzvah is patur min mitzvah. And that's why b'shas chaniyosan, you're patur, because even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim, bevasachas, oisik mitzvah is patur min mitzvah. That's what it says in the Urzurua. Where by us do you see anything that oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah will be potter even though it's efsher la'asos shnehem b'vas achas? That I don't see l'chor in Korob Pesach. And that I don't have an answer to. Where do you see in Korob Pesach this yisoy that even though it's efsher to do both of them b'vas achas, still you're potter? That I don't see. Where it's not shaykh to do both of them b'vas achas? Say the tumah that you still have from the mace and the Korob Pesach. You can't do both of them b'vas achas. So then it's mitzvah min mitzvah. We don't see anything about when you can do both masachas and then have an answer. How there is a rule, we're doing this Gemara, I don't have an answer to right now.
Maybe because if not, why do you need the pasuk? The same place the Ram took it out from Beshifta Chavisacha. Maybe he's coming to teach me the main difference of Isaac mitzvah, Pater mitzvah. So he said that's pshita. So that we have a pasuk.
I'll explain to you the difference. You understand the question he's asking? He's saying like this. Maybe Nechanami, you don't see it over here, but it's an extra pasuk. That's
and then we would approach it saying that Misvara, we already know everything we just learned?
Yeah, so I'll tell you why you can't say that over here. By Beshifta Chav Besech, you could say that, Alech Tuchav Aderech, you could say the kind of things, because extra Pesachim. Over there's no extra Pesach. We're being a Raya from a story. The story was that they were Metama, and because of that, they deserved Pesach Sheli. That means they did the right thing. Scratches the Gemara its head. Why is this the right thing? Why did they do the right thing? They killed the Karban Pesach, they did the wrong thing. And someone who does the wrong thing doesn't get a Pesach Sheni. Why is this the right thing? The reason is it's the right thing. It must be because of Oisik B'mitzvah Tamer Mitzvah. It's not an extra Pesach. You see from the story that happened that it was Oisik B'mitzvah. So it's not extra Pesach. Maybe it's a bit. Yeah, you're right. You know why it's the right thing? Because it's a Svar. It's a Svar. You don't need a Gzeiras HaKos. That's what I'm saying. An extra Pesach, you could say that. Why don't we need a Pesach? It's a Svar. The Teretz is. It must be that it's a Roshos. But over here you can't say it's not an extra Pesach.
You don't think that the story is coming to teach you something?
No, because the story is coming to teach you Pesach Sheni. It's not coming to teach you that it's the right thing. It's coming to teach you that you deserve Pesach Sheni. But it happens to be mavur that what they did was the correct behavior. We see from over here, Oisik Mitzvah is about the Mena Mitzvah. That's the difference between the two drushas.
So what Rebbe's saying is that we're really learning out Oisik Mitzvah. It comes out very funny. We're learning out Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah from a story.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Not, and when we have a straight up pasuk, and we'd rather not use a pasuk and infer from a story. Then?
Yeah, you could. If you see it in the pasuk, you see it in the story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's valid. Okay.
So why don't we say tzricha the other way around? Why can't this was just a story that happened?
Ah. What's the backwards tzricha? So how could the Gemara say? How could the Gemara say? We have the shift chavav esecha. Just say that we can't see everything from over here because it's lady matas man chiyuva, and kriyashma we have to see even when it's matas man chiyuva. But once you know kriyashma, there's no more question about this because
story.
Because it's a story. Great. 1 second.
It says tzricha, we need the story.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us why.
Great kasha. See, if it would say in the braisa of Vayu Anoshim of Karm Pesach, Mikan Yofina Loisik B'mitzvah. So then it would be good. Why does the braisa need it from there? The Braisa doesn't say that. The Braisa doesn't directly talk about it's a mitzvah. The Braisa just says what happened, what was the story, and the Gemara is figuring out from the Braisa that it's a mitzvah. So you're asking, what do you need the double tzrichasa if that's true? Which l'chora is the right shot that I'm saying. It's not an extra pasuk. It's all from the story. So what's the second side of the tzrichasa that you have to make? Gavaldik akasha.
Some of the
Rishonim say, yeah, I have to think about it. Gavaldik akasha.
Some of the Rishonim say Asher Hayu is extra in the pasuk, and that's why they're arguing about who the story was about. Meaning if the Torah didn't say who the story was about, so why are the Tanaim saying who the story was? The Torah felt it wasn't necessary. She said, because the extra words, Asher Hayu, they need a...
And from there, you have to see the Rishonim. Kemet Shem, that'll be part of my research. I'll take a look and try to see if you have there. Sounds like a very, very nice question. Okay.
If in Taisis is Mahalach, so...
Where are we holding? What time? 7. Yeah. So, after... the truth is, I don't know if I'll have time for what I... at least, I'm going to say the Ha'or and Rashi. I don't know if I'll have time to say the Pshat, because it's a very dakasic thing. The Maisa, I think everything that we said today and yesterday is very nice. I want to learn Rashi. I think Rashi's not saying it. For all honesty, I think Rashi's not saying this. We are learning what is the Oisik B'mitzvah Chotem and HaMitzvah by Korba Pesach later. Like we just were Madrish. Later. Not now. Later, when you have your tumah and Korban Pesach comes, then you'll have Oisik B'mitzvah Chotem and HaMitzvah. I think that let's read Rashi together. I don't think Rashi's mashma that way. Rashi the Ramaskal Shachal Shvi Shalem, the middle of the Rashi. Rashi says, Mikomokoim, Shaminon Minei the Oisik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, Sharei Nitmu B'meiseyem Shiva Yomam Lefnei HaPesach, V'af Al Pi Shetumah Zu Ta'akiv Al Yodam Achilas Pescheyem. They did this tumah, even though it will be ma'akev the Pesach, they were allowed to do the tumah. Alma, mitzvah kala habolu yodcha. We see from over here, a mitzvah kala that's coming to you now. What is that? The mitzvah of tumas meis, of meis mitzvah. Ein chatzorach l'tchoysa. You don't have to push away that mitzvah. Mipnei chamura Pesach hasid olavoy. So, it sounds like in Rashi, that Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah is because Pesach cannot push away Tumas Meis. Pesach can't push it away. That's the Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. That's not what we're saying. It's not the fact that Pesach can't push it away. That has nothing to do with Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Fakir. Pesach could push it away. But because later on there'll be an Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, therefore it can't push it away. But it's not, Rashi is clearly mashma, that, where do I see Oisik B'mitzvah? Because I see that the mitzvah chamura of Pesach can't push away the mitzvah kala. That is the Oisik B'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Does the Oilem chap what I'm trying to see in Rashi? The feeling way we're learning, it's not that the mitzvah kala, avol yotcha, you're not madchit b'fnei chamura. Actually, you are. A mitzvah kala, avol yotcha, you are madchit b'fnei chamura. Just over here, the chamura can't dictate you to be pushed away because later there'll be oisik b'mitzvah. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that's the word itself. A mitzvah kala that's bolu yotcha, and you want a mitzvah chamura to push it away, it can't. Why? Because oisik b'mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. That's why it can't push away the mitzvah. Why can't a chamura push away a kala? Because oisik b'mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. We're not saying that. We're saying be'etzim a chamura could push away a kala. But because later on there'll be oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, so there is no chamura to push away the kala. Not that a chamura can't push away a kala, a chamura could push away a kala. But because of oisik b'mitzvah, there's no chamura. There's no mitzvah chamura. Rashi is mashmanol. There is a mitzvah chamura, and it's coming to push away a kala. A mitzvah chamura can't push away a kala. That's the point. I think now it came out very clear. Rashi is mashma. What's the oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? We see that a chamura cannot push away a kala. Chamuras can't push away a kala. That's because of oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. So if you, the way we're learning in this other tzadim, we were saying, it's not that the chamura can't push away the kala. There is no chamura. The kala takes away the chamura. The chamura ceases to exist because of the oisik b'mitzvah that will come later. That's not mashma and Rashi. Rashi is mashma. There's be'etzim a chamura. There's a kala. There's a fight. The chamura can't win over the kala because of oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. If that's what Rashi is saying, then we're back to square one. When do you have oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? That's only when I'm in the middle of being oisik in the kala. And now the chamura is coming to stop me, that I can't do. But over here, I'm before I started being oisik. I have two choices on my table. Either do tumas meis, meis mitzvah, or keep myself tar for korban pesach. What does that have to do with oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? It's a matter of choice. Choose the chamura and leave the kala. So if the deal that we're making in Rashi is correct, then we're back to square one. And I don't have time for that now because I want to do it tomorrow. You'll think about it first of all tonight, and we'll do more tomorrow. What do you want to ask?
In Teshuvah and Halach, so how do we learn out from Karban Pesach, Oseh Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, if Karban Pesach, you could do it again by Pesach Sheni? I mean, it's the fakir, the svara. We only
it's not
see
do it again. It's a different mitzvah.
It's a different mitzvah. That's how Pesach Sheni works.
It's not do it again.
Klar. I mean,
it's from the Gemara. Okay, fine. I think that's Gans Klar. Some Chazar from yesterday. But I think Gans Klar. Okay, very good.
Thank you. You could finish Rashi. Say why it's a kala.